Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A number of giants of the faith, great Bible scholars, have recently gone home to be with the Lord. That's the headline. David James comes to this broadcast table to reflect upon the lives of these great Bible scholars.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, David, we've lost quite a few of the giants of the faith who were very important dispensationalists, and they have influenced thousands of pastors and Bible teachers and authors around the world. Let's take a moment. Let's talk about three men who had a major impact in both of our lives and our ministries, all who have passed away within the last couple of years. Those men were Rennie Showers, Stan Toussaint, and Dr. Charles Ryrie.
Well, certainly all three of those men had a tremendous impact in my life, as I know they did in yours. Dr. Showers, as we recently discussed, went home to be with the Lord last month. Stan Toussaint back in September of 2017. Dr. Ryrie back in early 2016. And I would even mention one other man, Robert Leitner, who went home to be with the Lord in the fall of last year. And of course, Dr. Showers wrote so many great books, What on Earth is God Doing?, which laid the foundation for this course, God's Plan Through the Ages, that I've taught over 60 times around the world. I use his commentary on Daniel and just so many others that he has written. And of course, his influence and ministry with Friends of Israel was such a tremendous impact on ministry to Jews around the world. Dr. Toussaint, I had him at Dallas Seminary, and then he joined us in Hungary a number of times as one of our guest teachers. He didn't write quite as many books, but he was a very knowledgeable man, very, very humble, and he always had these interesting sayings. He would say that I'm from Hinckley, Minnesota, where the men are men, pansies are flowers, and the girls are a little above average. That always elicited a chuckle. And then when he was dealing with a passage where there was a teaching that he didn't agree with, some would teach, he would say, that bird won't fly and that dog won't hunt. So just a unique man of God. And then, of course, Dr. Ryrie with his book on dispensationalism, his basic theology book, and Balancing the Christian Life. And then, of course, the Ryrie Study Bible. You just can't overstate the impact that these men have had.
David James, reflecting on some of the great Bible scholars that have gone home to be with the Lord. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. In my conversation with David James, we mentioned only three of the great biblical scholars who have recently gone to heaven. These men, who were knowledgeable of Bible prophecy, and they taught the prophetic passages from a dispensational approach to interpreting the Bible, which is a method key to our understanding of Bible prophecy. As the Apostle Paul taught, these men also taught, study the Word of God, teach the Word of God, and then look for the crown of righteousness. That's a crown for those who look for and love the appearing of Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...